is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure.
Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
MJ Morning Show.
Rock and roll. Showtime.
Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Rays for their win. Wasn't that superb?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm kidding around, obviously.
A little rough.
Boy. Yeah, so the Rays lose game one. That was a little bit of wishful thinking. What's that song? The King of Wishful Thinking, right?
It's for Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
I went to bed at the sixth inning yesterday, and the Rays were down pretty significantly.
Yeah,
they had their fifth inning meltdown.
Oh, boy. 8-3. Not a great way to start things off.
Today will be much better. We're only going to get better from here.
Because they have one game under their belt, and you know the Dodgers have been able to play in that stadium. They're used to the nuances, and now the Rays know a little bit more about it. That was all new to them last week.
Yeah, Roxanne told me this morning that the Dodgers, because of the league, the Dodgers had played in that stadium, you said, what, 10 times?
Yes, and just the whole feeling of being at the same hotel for 2 weeks. They've been there, they're comfortable, and the Rays are just walking into all of this. So we'll give them this one game.
That is the weakest excuse for losing a major league baseball game. It was a new hotel. The sheets were a little different.
Bester, these things matter.
We're at the Holiday Inn Express. Last week, we were at the La Quinta in San Diego. It's just totally different. I'm just all out of sorts.
All right, so the Rays lose. I wish we could open up the show and say, yeah, Rays win game one, but wasn't the case. Rays down one game to zip now with the L.A. Dodgers 8-3 blast over the Rays last night. Game two tonight in the heart of Texas, in Arlington, Texas. What was that from?
Yeah, question. Does the curse still hold?
A Rose Arena.
Did not play it yesterday.
We did not play the Aroz Arena song yesterday.
And they lost.
And they still lost. So, hold on to that thought. I am so excited this morning. Froggy's Mystery Box of Intrigue is coming up. Have we picked the time for this yet?
Wait, buddy. I don't know if you've seen the logo, but it's your show. So whenever you want.
We're ready to go.
If you don't know about what the Mystery Box of Intrigue is, this is great. We will explain. Hold on to that thought. We're just getting rolling here. It is a busy, what is this, Tuesday? A Wednesday?
It's Friday.
It's Wednesday.
Definitely.
Now listen, we're already into our third week of the MJ Morning Show. It's flying by. Today's Wednesday.
Yes, today's Wednesday, yes.
Tomorrow's Thursday, no game tomorrow. World Series is off tomorrow, which makes a lot of sense because there's also the final debate between Biden and Trump tomorrow night, so that's great. All right, hold on to everything, folks. We'll explain the Mystery Box of Intrigue coming up next. It's the MJ Morning Show, Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Yes, it is. The MJ Morning Show, 614. MJ and Froggy, Fester, Roxanne. And Roxanne You are in for the mystery box of intrigue later this morning. We need to pick a time on when to whip out the mystery box of intrigue.
What a treat this is going
to
be.
Yes.
I don't know if it's going to be a treat.
All right,
but...
so the Froggy mystery box of intrigue, when was this last done? How long ago?
Like 27 years ago or something.
No, really.
I don't know. When the show ended, we were doing it. Yeah. You know, every once in a while.
And you'll follow in fun footsteps here because...
I love fun footsteps.
Meredith, who now works with Orlando, Meredith was the typical participant in the Froggy mystery box of intrigue. And what this is Froggy's got a cardboard box, probably some Amazon leftover box that was delivered to your house, right?
He sized me for it yesterday.
Of course.
Like sizing you for a ring?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Like you went into...
To make sure she couldn't see what items were going to be in there, but she could feel the items?
Like he took her to Jared.
So Froggy,
trying on rings.
Froggy's got the box. The back end of the box is cut open. The front end of the box just has a hole in which Roxanne can stick her hand to feel the items inside the box. And then, Froggy, how many items will be in the Froggy mystery box of intrigue?
Today, for the first edition on the new program,
yep.
Three items. Guesses all three, she wins.
Ooh, what do I win?
And she'll hear this sound effect.
That's it. You win that.
Okay, I win that sound.
You win a sound effect.
All right, so three items in the box. And, Rox, let me tell you right now, I am not going to know what those items are. I do,
you won't know either.
I do not want to know what the items are. So
nobody knows.
Does Fester know?
Fester, do you know?
I know that you sized Roxanne for the box, and you gave me crap for not bringing in a box.
I typically do not want to know what's in the box, and that is for several reasons. First and foremost, I don't want any culpability for whatever Froggy does.
Hey, let's not get crazy.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yes, that'll hold up in court, by the way.
Total ignorance. I don't want to know anything that Froggy's doing in the mystery box of intrigue. And the maiden voyage here on Q105 as the MJ Morning Show is back. This will be the first time that Froggy has done the mystery box of intrigue. A lot of firsts are coming up, or a lot of classics or rebirths from time to time. And this is one of those days.
Should I walk down the hall and talk to Meredith and get any advice?
No.
Any sort of strategy?
You shouldn't. You should stay away from her.
She's got some. So she's got a cold. Yes.
Stay away from her.
Don't ask her about the MBI.
I wouldn't ask Meredith about the box. No.
No. Just don't.
You might not do it after you ask Meredith. You might refuse to do the mystery box of intrigue.
Wasn't there one of Meredith's old pieces of art that she painted, and I got it out and smashed it over her head? I can't quite remember.
Yeah, but her boyfriend.
Oh, her boyfriend.
One of Meredith's ex-boyfriends had painted this painting.
Oh, God, it was terrible.
And she had it, and she brought it over from Jacksonville when we brought her over here to be part of the MJ Morning Show, and she got a new boyfriend that didn't want the old boyfriend's piece of art hanging in her apartment.
That's right.
So
it's like she had it over her bed.
Yeah. You know? I don't think it was over her bed, but the old boyfriend wanted the new boyfriend wanted the old boyfriend's artwork, the painting that he painted, out of the apartment. So she brought it in, and she was going to auction it off live on the air, and Froggy took the live on the air. Froggy took the painting, this is a canvas painting, and totally brained her with it. Right over, just smashed it over her head. Her head came through the canvas. It was like something out of some cartoon.
It was like a Three Stooges movie.
It was hysterical. All right, so
won't do that to you. Don't worry, Roxy.
Let's pick a time for the Froggy. You want to do around 7:30?
Just sure, buddy.
Let's do around 7:30. So a little more than an hour from right now, about an hour and 10 minutes from right now, the Froggy mystery box of intrigue. Hey, anybody ready for an $87,000 television set?
I saw that. That's a lot of money.
$87,000 television set. Hey, it's a loaded Wednesday here. It's the MJ Morning Show, Q105. Back in a moment. Don't move.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Roxanne is an hour away from the mystery box of intrigue. Now, are you at all nervous about this, Roxanne, as to what
should
could be?
I be?
Oh, I'm just asking you. I don't want to give you anything to cling on to. I don't want to plant anything in your head, but this will be the maiden voyage of the Froggy Mystery Box of Intrigue, in which you will reach through the hole in the box to identify the items that Froggy has inside the box. This will be a total tactile experiment.
It's a quiz of how smart I am when it comes to feeling things and figuring out what they are.
Exactly.
Okay.
So 1 hour from now at 7:30, actually it's less because it's 6:33. It's 57 minutes from right now. Yeah.
You know, when Roxanne calls it a quiz, it doesn't make it sound nearly as disgusting.
Why do you think it's disgusting?
What makes you think it's
going to
be disgusting?
No, I'm just saying, you know, the mystery box of intrigue.
It sounds intriguing.
It's a quiz, Roxanne.
Yeah,
you're right.
Stick with that. It's a quiz.
It's a quiz.
Yeah, I like that. Stick with it. It is a quiz. The $87,000 TV set, and I just did something that I haven't done in a long time. I just did something that, should I be concerned? Or is this a really good thing? And I'll explain in just a matter of seconds. First, though, LG yesterday put on sale, LG Electronics. Does that really mean life's good?
That's what the TV says when you turn it on.
Yeah, but did LG, I'm thinking LG probably stood for some, you know, Korean founder, and then they just said, oh, LG, we can come up with, we can make that an acronym for, life's good.
It's lifetime gangster.
Life's gravy. What else can we, life's gravy.
Lucky Gold Star.
Lucky Gold Star?
That's LGS.
Is that what it really stands for?
This is a South Korean corporation.
Oh!
Until 1995.
Then they became LG.
Yes?
Because I remember Gold Star. Are they gone? I remember Gold Star. That was kind of like lesser branded stuff. That's where you could buy like a 32-inch TV for $18 at Target. It was Gold Star. Remember that?
Yes. It's Lucky Gold Star until 1995, and then they just went LG.
Gotcha. LG just rolled out an $87,000 TV set. Now, this is not any ordinary $87,000 TV set. This was teased years ago, and they finally made it available for sale. It is a rollable TV. You can actually roll it. And I don't know if you can actually roll it like a yoga mat. You see the women running around with yoga mats, right?
I don't know if it rolls up like that. I think it rolls up into its box. It rolls down. It disappears.
Yeah. You can store it with your wrapping paper.
I don't think you can even do that.
But this it is a rollable TV. And they unveiled this years ago, but they finally made it available for purchase. They introduced it at the Consumer Electronics Show, I think in 2015 is what I saw. And I guess they've been perfecting this thing. The LG Signature OLED R features a flexible 65-inch screen that can be tucked into a brushed aluminum box when it's not in use. LG said it's selling the exquisite creation at 7 electronics stores in South Korea. How many in North Korea, by the way?
I don't think they have any in North Korea yet.
My God, $87,000 in North Korea. You could feed the entire country of 25 million people with $87,000.
I want to see this thing.
Here's a new clump of clay for you to eat.
I want to see the people's houses who are buying this thing.
100 million Korean won is what it costs. Hey, you just won 100 million Korean won!
I won wands?
Which translates to $87,000.
Oh.
Yeah. Can you imagine you're told that you won 100 million and that it's only $87,000?
I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah. Oh, they revealed the technology at the 2016. I'm sorry, I was off by a year. Consumer Electronics Show.
How do you justify?
Who's laughing?
That would be a Fester wheeze.
What was that?
I heard the wheezy laugh like you were mumbly from the old cartoons. Okay. Remember?
Right.
Remember whistling. Remember Wacky Racers? I can't even do it.
I can't even do it.
Look, no, I was just making myself laugh thinking, how great would it be if we gave out a million won and it's like only $870?
But it would be 87. Oh, a million. Oh, yeah. You just won a million won.
It's your chance to win and be a millionaire in Korea.
So you're laughing because you could do that math. Yeah.
And
that
it's would, almost like a 100 grand chocolate bar right. trick.
It's like the metric system. So a million would be about $870. Yes. And if you wanted to give away 10 million won, it would be about $8,700.
Yeah. The MJ Morning Show in Q105 is going to make you a millionaire in Korea.
But only a thousandaire here in America. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be spending $87,000. It seems intriguing. What about the connectors? Do the connectors roll up? You know, your HDMI ports and everything? And the seems pretty fun. I saw a picture of it, and it just didn't really show exactly how much it can really be rolled up.
The only pictures I saw were, like, artist renderings. I haven't seen the physical device yet.
Well, we have a picture on our website, mjmorningshow.com. Well,
that's probably the picture I saw, but I don't know if I saw like a real working picture or video of the thing actually being folded up. But I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to be spending $87,000 for a TV set. I like the latest and greatest in innovation.
Wait till Black Friday.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It'll be it'll be on sale for $85,000. Something I just did next. Hang on.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
It's the MJ Morning Show, 6:41 here at Q105. And I want to know, is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? I just did something. I know that my teaser was a little generic and, hey, something I just did. When I stopped for a second to kind of ponder this, I'm like, wait a minute, is that good or is that bad? And you guys witnessed a little bit of a panic a short time ago, a couple of songs back. We were playing, Life is a Highway.
Thank God it was a four-minute song.
So we played Life is a Highway, and just before that song started, I was like, hey, where's my phone? Where's my cell phone? I could not find my Android. I couldn't find my cell phone. And what time was that? That was roughly
6:30-ish, 6:35.
Yeah, let's say around 6:30. I'm looking for my phone. I got here this morning at about 5:30. That means for 1 hour, I did not make an attempt to find my phone, to look for my phone. And you know the stories. You've seen how many times a day we typically check our smartphones. It's ridiculous.
Well, you've got all your papers around you, so you're surrounded by those to dig into.
I have to, when I get home and start working, I have to leave my phone outside. Like, so it's not near me, so I don't look at it constantly, so I can get work done.
Guess what? I left it outside. I left my cell phone.
Oh my God.
In the cell phone holder, you know, the cell phone holders that clip into the vent, the air conditioning vent in the car. I left my smartphone in the car. And I don't think I've ever done it to that extent where for 1 hour this morning, I did not even miss my phone. You know,
it was a busy hour.
Yeah, this is a busy hour. That's not fair.
We might have harkened back. No. To a better time in our lives when we weren't slaves to these phones.
I used the bathroom without mine, and it was torture. Torture.
So you're sitting on the throne, and then you realized?
I'm like, how long can I stare at the ceiling in my shoes?
Oh, man, that's a song. I was sitting on the throne, and I didn't have my phone.
Diarrhea?
No, don't.
I'm going to work on that cadence.
That's the cadence, yeah. Yeah, that's the song.
No, but seriously, it was an hour. Now, granted, I came into the studio. I had a stack of papers like 3 inches thick, all the prep I did last night. I set up my laptop computer. I put in my germ-free MJ Electrovoice RE27 microphone from home and took out the diseased Q105 mic. I put that to the side.
That's not proven.
Listen, it has
a riddled with disease.
It has a little bit of Geno Mung stuck in it.
And Mason Mung as well. Ooh. Yeah, and then Bobby Rich Mung, right?
So 5:30 in the morning to 6:30 in the morning isn't the best time sample to say, hey, I haven't looked at my phone in an hour.
I realize that, but the point is, I don't think I've gone that long without looking at my phone other than sleeping at night in a very long time.
I challenge you to try to go like 3 days without it when you're on vacation. No,
get
listen, I did craziness. That because my phone stopped working. Remember my stint that I told you when I had to get new ones over the pandemic? And it's very...
Your what?
Yeah, when I had to get new phones and I couldn't get them during the pandemic.
You got stents in your heart?
Stents. Yeah. Am I using the right word?
I thought you had stents.
I thought maybe your arteries collapsed and then you had surgery for stents.
Last week, Roxanne told us.
A stent or a stent? Or you're totally using the wrong word altogether.
Probably.
Right, hold on. What are you trying to say? Fessy, would you like to explain this?
What Roxanne wants to say is during the pandemic, she went through
a
several.
Fixed period.
Damn it. Am I telling the story for you?
Go ahead.
She went through several phones during the pandemic.
Right.
So apparently in between phone 3 and 4, there was a stent that she didn't have a phone.
No, not a stent.
I thought she said stent. That's why I said it again.
Is a fixed or allocated period of time.
She had to look that up, people.
But I knew what I was trying to say.
I went through a stent. My heart had all kinds of arterial problems. And I had to go see the top cardiologist and cardiovascular surgeon. Where was your surgery done? Was it done at TGH? Was it done at St. Joe's?
I haven't told you the most important
flea
part.
Market.
She went to Guatemala. It was much cheaper
much
there.
I went to Escobar Global.
Yeah, that's
where
right.
I got it done. Okay, so I felt so good after 3 days of not having my phone. And I suggest that you try it because your brain starts to do different things. When you start to try to solve problems in your mind instead of Google it, something amazing happens.
I thought it was fascinating. That's why I'm bringing this up, that I didn't miss my phone for a solid hour this morning. I didn't even make an attempt to look for it until I made an attempt to look for it. I'm like, oh my God, where's my phone? And then your mind starts racing. Did I lose it? Did it fall out of the car on the Howard Franklin Bridge?
Yes.
Did I roll down the window and throw it into Tampa Bay? Where's my phone? You know, you get that panic because we're so glued to these stupid devices that we panic if we can't find our phone.
Happens.
There's so much crap in our phones.
They're so addictive, and you go through that period of withdrawal, and once you push past it, it feels pretty good. And you've realized you're an autonomous person who can think on your own for an hour.
Are you a therapist for people trying to detox from their phone all of a sudden?
I am.
Yeah. I went down to the car here in the parking lot, and sure enough, my phone was in the cell phone holder jammed into the air conditioning vent. And I had a sigh of relief.
Oh, welcome back.
Yeah, the bulk of my stuff is stored, you know, digitally or in the cloud or whatever, but still, you lose your phone. That sucks.
Terrible.
It's the worst thing in the world. 6:47, it's the MJ Morning Show. We're about 45 minutes away from the Froggy Mystery Box of Intrigue, and Roxanne is going to be the maiden voyage, feeling the items inside the mystery box to identify them in about 45 minutes. Now, we're going to video. Is Buck coming in for this?
I'm not sure.
Whoa, did you ask?
Dude, it's my bit. What are you talking about?
Hold on. Other
people need to ask, not me.
Is video coming in?
I have no idea.
Buck will not be here for this.
Why not?
We will be
even for Friday.
We will be having a gorilla shoot.
All right, so you're going to shoot it with your cell phone?
Gorillas
can come in.
No,
it's going to be the gorilla from the Gorilla Glue commercial. Yes. He's going to just hand you, instead of a bottle of Gorilla Glue, he's going to hand you a camera to video the mystery box of intrigue.
No, I think we need Buck for Friday, so we're just going to do a gorilla shoot like Fester said.
All right, it's the MJ Morning Show, 6:48.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
6:58, MJ and the crew, half an hour away from the Froggy Mystery Box of Intrigue. And
I'm so sorry, he's dead.
No, he's alive.
What?
He's alive.
Who are we talking about?
Roxanne, during that song, Roxanne said, it's so sad that he died. No, that... You're thinking of somebody else. Roxanne was talking about the song we just played was Eric Carmen, Hungry Eyes. No, he didn't die.
No, Froggy thought he was Patrick Swayze.
Oh, yeah, I thought you're...
Oh, you thought it was me saying...
I'm sorry he's passed.
She agreed
Patrick
with me,
Swayze.
I thought you agreed with Froggy. No, Eric Carmen, the Hungry Eyes. No, he's alive.
I didn't know Eric Cartman sang the song. I thought the dead guy did.
Hungry Eyes.
I'm going to sing a song about Hungry Eyes.
Eric, that's pretty funny. Eric Cartman.
What, isn't that his name?
Eric Carmen.
Oh, his name's Eric Carmen. Okay.
Yeah, it's Eric Carmen.
I literally thought it was Eric Cartman, the little fat kid.
Can you imagine doing that, redoing that song to a karaoke track in Eric Cartman's voice?
Hungry. Yeah.
Patrick Swayze did sing.
He sang
She's Like the Wind.
Yeah, I'm bringing it up right now. Okay. Yeah, Patrick Swayze is dead. He died of like pancreatic cancer or something.
Yeah,
pancreatic cancer. Little name drop here. I met him one time.
Whoa! Yes. You met Patrick Swayze?
I did.
Where?
It was a party at Jerry Bruckheimer's house.
After the Kentucky Derby.
Wait a minute. You're
at Jerry Bruckheimer's. For those that don't know Jerry Bruckheimer, Jerry Bruckheimer is one of the most successful movie producers of all time. Like Top Gun, Flashdance, Con Air. Enemy of the State, Black Hawk Down, Pearl Harbor, Beverly Hills Cop.
We get it. He made a couple of movies.
Jerry Bruckheimer, one of the most accomplished movie producers in Hollywood of all time. And wait a minute. Did you just say I met Patrick Swayze at Jerry Bruckheimer's house after the Kentucky Derby?
So I was there, and I was probably in my late 20s, so I wasn't as impressed with Jerry. I just cared about Patrick Swayze.
Were you a cocktail waitress then?
Yeah, I was a cocktail waitress. What are you talking about?
What
were you doing there at Jerry Bruckheimer?
I was there with friends. Was there with a big group of people.
Was this in California?
This is in Kentucky, right after the Kentucky
Derby. After the Kentucky Derby.
I realize, but I don't know if you watched it on a big screen TV.
Wasn't for another couple of weeks.
All right, so Jerry Bruckheimer has a house in Louisville, Kentucky?
Yes, he does. Yes.
Does he own racehorses also? Probably. How did you end up at the Kentucky Derby at Jerry Bruckheimer's house?
Because I was there with friends, a big group of people.
Oh, it's so funny. Stanley Kubrick got stuck in the bathroom for 15 minutes.
But the best part of that, it's
better than Roman Polanski. He would have been in there with a 13-year-old girl. Ugh.
Come on, Roman, get out of here. Not again.
You know who else was there?
Oh, God.
Is Wonder Woman, the real Wonder Woman.
Linda Carter?
Yes. And so I got very creepy and followed her to she went to use the restroom and I went to use the restroom. Ew. I was like stalking her in the back. I was excited to see Wonder Woman.
Did she pull toilet paper from her metal bracelets? Is that where she has it hidden? Special Wonder Woman toilet paper. What year was this?
It was 2004.
Good year for you, apparently.
16 years ago.
Wow.
Jeez. Hanging with Jerry.
Right? Yes.
And were you attached? Were you married at that point?
No, I wasn't. I had just gotten divorced.
So were there a lot of celebrities at this party?
A handful. I named the big ones.
Did anybody hit on you at the party? Was anyone trying to get your phone number at the party?
I was there with different people.
So it doesn't mean that people can't hit on you or ask for your phone number at Jerry Bruckheimer's house after the Kentucky Derby.
Bud from Married with Children hit on you?
No, but I also saw OJ that weekend. Jesus. Not at Jerry's house.
So 2004, that's almost 10 years after he killed Ron and Nicole.
Yes, but he hadn't gone to jail yet.
But before Vegas, before he robbed the guy in the hotel in Vegas.
Exactly. And my impression of him is I've never seen someone with a head that big. His head is extraordinarily large.
Well, he needed a head that big to think of that crazy plot to kill Ron and Nicole.
If the hat don't fit, you must have quit. Come on, Tubin. Hey,
another guy that's dead, Johnny Cochran. Oh, by the way, yeah. It was Eric Carmen was the last song. Patrick Swayze did this, Froggy. And this is She's Like the Wind. But are you confusing it? Because aren't those all from
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
All the songs are from Dirty Dancing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is Patrick Swayze. Rest in peace. I'm not going to play the whole song, just a bit.
She's got the wind.
Great movie.
Through my tree.
Yeah, that's Patrick Swayze. And I think he died of pancreatic cancer,
yes,
actually.
Did he?
Did you look that up?
Oh, no, I know for a fact he did. Big Patrick Swayze fan over here.
He sang the other song.
Yeah, he had a cool vibe to him.
Roadhouse? Didn't he do Roadhouse? What was the movie? Wasn't there a movie where there were grifters and they, like, ripped people off doing the blacktop on driveways? Wasn't that another movie he was in?
Point Break?
What?
Point Break?
No, it wasn't Point Break. Festo, look that up. Just Google Patrick Swayze, gypsy grifters ripping off people with driveway blacktop scam.
Okay. Maybe that was Tu Wong Fu. Wasn't he in that? Hey,
you've heard of that racket, right? Where they would go to your house and they'd read, like, blacktop your driveway, and it was just like it was like black water paint. And the minute it rained, it all came off.
My God, that's awesome!
That's like, hey, give me a
watercolor painting.
Give me a full report on that next. It's the MJ Morning Show 7:04. Back in a moment, folks. Stand by.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
Hey, it's MJ, Froggy, Fester, Roxanne. It's the MJ Morning Show. We're back 7:08. It is Wednesday. And, of course, the Rays lost to the Dodgers last night. That was a blowout, 8-3. A couple of chances for the Rays actually to pull closer and even potentially tie things up. And, you know, Rosarena just couldn't get that bat going last night. And, you know, in the clutch position where we needed it, but we left a lot of folks on base. I mean, it could have been a high scoring game. I mean, it could have been 8-8 or 8-7 numerous times during the game.
It could have been 46-12, 22.
We could have just not played a fifth inning. That would have been nice.
So, game one goes to the Dodgers. World Series 2020, the COVID crap World Series in the worst year ever of our lives. And the Rays are down one game to zip to the Dodgers. Game two will be tonight in Texas. And you just can't let the Dodgers get 2-0 on them.
There's still a lot of baseball left to be played.
That is correct, and I think I heard Joe Buck say that last night.
That's why I heard it, too.
You heard him say a lot.
There's still a lot of baseball to be played. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Joe. And Joe, don't make any comments about flyovers, okay?
You know, gigantic head.
Now, we didn't talk about that. We talked about it amongst ourselves. We had the audio bite. On Monday. What was that? Did they make that comment on Sunday or was it Monday night?
Okay, so Sunday, right, at the Buccaneers-Packers game,
right,
that Joe Buck and Troy Aikman called, it was the big show on Fox.
Yep.
They made the comment on a microphone that was on, and I have to believe they didn't think they were on air.
Yeah, I don't and you said that you were flipping around yesterday, you heard Rush Limbaugh say that.
I heard him say he thought they knew they were on air, but I would agree with Fester.
Yeah, and by the way, I feel so bad for Rush. Regardless of what you think of Rush's politics, he doesn't have much longer.
No, stage four.
Stage four terminal lung cancer, and apparently earlier this week, I heard about it. I played a little bit of the audio on my Schnitt show. By the way, those listening to Q105, if you're looking for the Schnitt show, I'm still doing it. We moved it to Beasley's 1010, Money Talk 1010. So the Schnitt show is weekday afternoons, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m., right after the news at 3, on 1010 a.m., that's Money Talk, so the Schnitt Show has moved there. Also on 92.1 FM in Tampa and 103.1 FM in Northern Pinellas. So you can catch the Schnitt Show. We move from 970 and 1250. So that's where it is. What was I saying? I actually played a chunk of Rush where he was saying that he's kind of under a death sentence now. It's really sad.
It's crazy how he's laying out the details, now, though. Like,
regardless of what you think of Rush Limbaugh, regardless of what you think of the politics or any controversial things he's done, I knew him in the sense that I worked at WPLJ in New York back in 91, 92, and he did his show right across the hall from me because PLJ was also there with WABC, and he did his show out of WABC, and he's just a nice guy. I mean, kind of quiet, kind of a little bit removed, shy, and he would offer me rides home. because he had a car service, and he found out that I lived in the apartment building right next to his at 60th and Amsterdam, 10th Avenue.
Yes, would you like a ride, little one?
You.
So
Puffy hair boy.
He offered me rides home, but my work day was never finished when he got off the air at 3 p.m.
No, so. That's okay, Mr. Limbaugh. Okay, next time.
Would you like a cigar?
How about a stogie, little one?
So he was a heavy smoker, I think, of cigarettes, and then he moved to cigars. And
was he one of those guys that did his show while smoking cigarettes, like Larry King?
Sure.
I think that was part of his gig, that he would fire up a cigar while doing the radio show.
Yeah, you don't see that anymore, people smoking during radio shows.
In general.
But it doesn't look like Rush Limbaugh has much time left. So you were saying that you were listening to...
I heard Rush say that he thought these guys, Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, actually knew that they were on air and being broadcast.
No, I don't agree with that.
I don't either.
I think that they had no idea it was a hot mic, and they were busting on flyovers.
Yeah, you know, I got to see the flyover because I was on the interstate, and I saw the planes over the stadium, and they kind of circled around Interstate 275 and went around where I was traveling. It was super cool. But
this was Sunday's game at Ray J. It was the Packers and the Bucks, obviously. And this is what Troy Aikman and this is what he and Joe Buck said. And I got to believe they had no idea their mics were hot or they were back from a break. Listen.
That's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover.
That's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work.
That stuff ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket. I'll tell you that right now, buddy.
What does Aikman know about jet fuel costs?
That's a lot.
They had no idea they were on the air.
Okay. None.
They had no clue. And we're back! They had no clue they had been back from commercial break, and that was a hot mic. And that went over, that went over the network.
So... Troy has issued a tweet explaining his position. And he says that he loves flyovers, but it was just odd to see one over a mostly empty stadium. But he's an unwavering patriot, loves the country, loves the flag.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
You know, and he supports our armed forces 100%. But
could have been worse, you know.
I don't think Troy Aikman is wrong.
Fun fact, those flyovers come out of the pilot budget, the training budget.
Do me a favor, don't ever say
ever
fun,
say
fact,
fun
again.
Fact again.
Yeah, remove that.
And that wasn't the fun fact.
Remove fun fact from your vocabulary, please.
They're not going to be fun.
That's the irony. Right, they're not fun.
Give me that again.
It's just a fact you need to know.
Give me that again. Give me it again because I was so distracted by fun fact. I wanted to tackle you. Give me the fact.
It's an ironic fun, but I understand.
Give it to me again.
Here is a Roxanne unfunny fact.
All right, go ahead.
It's not funny at all that the cost for those flyovers comes out of the pilot training budget.
Huh?
Is what I heard.
So wait, we got trainees flying over a stadium on national television?
And then at the end she says, so I've heard. Who the hell told you? A pilot?
Listen,
at Jerry Bruckheimer's house?
I support the flyovers because they're patriotic. They build camaraderie. They build spirit for the U.S. military. It's kind of like when I flew with the Blue Angels. I flew out of Pensacola. Funny story.
A lot of jet fuel for that.
Exactly.
Funny story? Are you sure?
Back in 2007, remember, Fester? I was picked to fly with the Blue Angels at the AirFest at MacDill Air Force Base, and I was the third to go, and the airplane broke down.
That's right.
The FA-18 Hornet broke down during the second flight, and they had to come back early, and then they invited me to go to Pensacola for a rain check flight, which was even better, because I got to fly over their training grounds in the Gulf. I got to break the speed of sound, which they don't do when they do the local flyovers. I was up in the air for 45 minutes in the back of jet number 7 with Major Miller, Nathan Miller. He was great.
You want to know a fun fact?
No, but it can't be.
I was MJ's alternate for the flight, but I exceeded the Blue Angels weight limit by like 200 pounds.
Dude, if they tried to jam you in the seat, try to get you out, they'd need a crowbar and a hydraulic wrench. Oh, we can't get him out! We can't get Fester out of the seat!
Oh, there we go. They would have literally had to have used the ejection seat just to have me jump like 3 feet.
I think those things have so much rocket force and power. I still think you would have been wedged inside the cockpit. I don't think the ejection seat would have blasted you out of there.
The plane would not have been able to take off.
Guys, that was one of the thrills of my life, flying with the Blue Angels. Amazing. By the way, it's on YouTube. Folks can go to YouTube and type in MJ Blue Angels, MJ Nothing But The Hits.
Did you do a hick?
Yeah, I did. I did the hick maneuver to try to, and I did not puke. I did not black out.
Oh, that's no fun.
I pulled 7.4 G's for 25 seconds.
How do you not pass out?
With no G suit. It was incredible. One of the best experiences of my life. So I support the flyovers. And with the Blue Angels performing, it's about recruitment also to get people interested in joining the military. So I fully support the flyovers. And I do not think that Troy Aikman and Joe Buck had any idea they were on the air.
He's right, though. It's not going to happen under a Biden-Harris ticket.
It is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. Folks, I've got more TV news. This is unbelievable. This has not happened since 1965. This is tragic. This is crazy. I'm sick to my stomach. What is it? You'll find out coming up.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, Q105, 729, and we're up, ladies and gentlemen, to the best part of the program today. We're up to the Froggy Mystery Box of Intrigue. We are bringing back an old MJ Morning Show favorite. Froggy?
Yes.
This feels like a homecoming, doesn't it?
It does, you know, and it wouldn't be the same if it wasn't a little scatterbrained at first, getting the box ready and secure in this new studio.
Yeah, well, this studio is so poorly set up to do this kind of stuff.
Well, the Box of Intrigue, they need to think about the Box of Intrigue before they build the next studio. I mean, it's obvious.
All right, Roxanne, are you ready to play the Mystery Box of Intrigue?
I'm ready, but I was going to use the restroom, no. And I didn't have time. So if I pee my pants, I'm going home.
Get right. Ready, folks. For the Mystery Box of Intrigue. Oh, before we play, what phrase, what term are you never to use on this show ever again?
Fun fact.
Yes.
Even if it's not fun.
Never say fun fact again. All right, thank you. All right, Frog, you want to explain the Mystery Box of Intrigue? And those longtime MJ Morning Show listeners, you'll know exactly what the Froggy Mystery Box of Intrigue is all about. Go ahead and give us a little rundown.
Very simple game show. It's a mystery box. We put items in the box. We cut a hole on the side. Roxanne is our contestant. She doesn't know what's in the box. She puts her hand in, tries to identify just by the touch. And the feel of the item.
And by the way, I did tease an item a little while ago about something that hasn't happened since like 1965.
Yes.
This is crazy. We will get to that. Don't worry. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. But first, this takes absolute priority
now,
here.
Yep. This is how it's going to work. Roxanne, okay. You're going to reach your hand into the box of mystery and intrigue. You're going to feel the item. You're going to pick it up and you're going to take it out. Or you're going to feel the item. Try to guess. You make a guess,
how
then look at it.
How many guesses do I have?
How many guesses do you have, MJ?
Folks, this is a This is a cardboard box. This is a regular corrugated brown box.
We're videoing.
It is, and this will be fully videoed. We'll put this up on the website. We'll have this up later today on MJMorningShow.com, probably later this morning. And we have a box which is probably 18 inches high, probably 2.5, 3 feet long. And Froggy has cut a hole in the rocks and end of the box. And there's a piece of paper over the hole, which she'll have to lift up the paper so she can't look inside. And then we're gonna. Where's the blindfold?
Oh, she needs a blindfold. I got one.
Hold on.
Where's the blindfold?
You don't have all your props. There it is, right there. Okay. All right.
I'll put it over your eyes. No cheating allowed.
All right. I put it on. Okay. The blindfold is going on Roxanne's eyes right now.
Okay, and Froggy, you don't have to put it that tight.
All right, Froggy, how many items are there?
Three items.
There are three. Can you get on a microphone?
My nose. There are three items.
He slammed himself in the nose with the microphone.
This is the horrors of having a big nose.
All right. Three items for Roxanne to identify in the Froggy Mystery Box of Intrigue. Are you ready for item number one, Roxanne?
I'm ready, but I don't even know where the microphone is.
It's right in front of you.
Microphone's right there. Don't hit her in the face with the microphone.
Right. Don't do that.
Don't break her nose like
Marsha. Oh, hit her in the tooth, I think. Are you okay?
What are you trying to give her a Marsha Brady broken nose?
I'm going to ruin your
TV
career.
Stop it.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
All right, lifting up the sheet. Item number one.
Item number one is in the box.
All right, feel it.
I know exactly what this is.
All right, hang on.
All right, what is it? Because I got to look now and see.
I have children.
Okay.
This is, wait.
What?
Okay, it feels mushy and gushy.
Yep.
It could be gummy bears. It could be Swedish fish kind of things, gummy worms.
Wow!
See, that's how you do it.
Wow! So you can lift up your.
I can peek.
You can peek real quick.
There you go. That look
was
at that.
A plate of rainbow colored gummy worms. You are 100% right, folks. This is the Froggy Mystery Box of Intrigue.
Item number two.
Here we go. Last night, putting my hands on the stove with the burners on. Okay, go ahead.
All right, here we go. This is the second item. The blindfold is on. Roxanne can't see the second item going into the box. And, I'm seeing it now for the very first time.
All right.
Take your hand out. Okay, okay, it's in place. Now stick your hand in.
Mystery.
I know what this is.
Identify.
It's the inside of someone's brain.
No, really. What is it?
I know. It's pasta.
No!
Specifically, just spaghetti.
Yes!
Cooked spaghetti.
Better than this
I thought. That is fantastic. You are now 2 for 2. That is fantastic.
You want to look at it?
Okay.
All right, take a look at the spaghetti.
There's the spaghetti.
Okay.
Okay, good.
So there you go.
Oh, that was a big plate.
Roxanne has got.
Oh, my God. I just spilled the whole thing of spaghetti.
Roxanne, he's dropped the spaghetti on the stove. Oh, my God. It's a mess. All right, so Roxanne has gotten 2 out of 2.
All right.
Now.
You get this, you win.
All right, let's go. Here's the third one. If you get this, you win a brand new car. You win. This is the maiden voyage, folks. Froggy's Mystery Box of Intrigue. The third. Oh, my God. All right. Fantastic. All right. Here is the final item.
All right. Now, wait.
For Roxanne. Okay. Don't.
Hey, you're going to have to get a big handful and really get in there and feel this.
Okay.
All
right. We got 4 microphones, and Froggy's like 10 feet away from every microphone. All right. So, all right. What is it?
Okay.
This is like, it kind of feels like ground beefish. Like it feels, but it's blobbly. Froggy, if this is a moon jellyfish, I'm going to be very, but it's like grainy.
So you think it feels like ground beef?
Yeah, it feels kind of ground beef with bubbly stuff in it.
Get a real good feel of this. I mean, maybe,
grab some of that.
Grab some of it and maybe grab a handful.
It's kind of gritty, gritty, grain beefy.
On the mic.
What is this?
Is that an 80-20 ground beef, by the way?
Just take a guess.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say, pasta. I'm going to say spaghetti sauce with tomatoes. Like, bubbly tomatoes.
That's not
pasta
correct.
With tomato sauce?
No.
Pasta sauce with tomatoes and ground beef.
All right. She missed that one. You're going to have to take a big handful, and look at it.
All right. So, take it out, pull it through the hole in your hand, and then lift up your...
You're so close,
up your blindfold and see what you have.
Jesus Christ, what are you doing?
What?
Roxanne, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
It's freaking worms, dude. What is this?
They're night crawlers.
God, Roxanne, what are you doing? Don't throw it at me. God, look at me, MJ.
They're night crawlers. So we had gummy worms, we had spaghetti, and then... And a whole plate full of night crawlers that Froggy got at the bait and tackle shop. And Roxanne just ran out of the room after Froggy. Roxanne threw a handful of worms at Froggy's face. Folks, you'll be able to see this on the video that Festy, grab the microphone. And we have worms all over the floor.
There's live worms crawling on the floor in the studio, MJ. This is a mess.
And Froggy and Roxanne ran out of the studio. Roxanne is chasing Froggy down the hall. Oh, my. Well, I think, Fester, that the first Froggy Mystery Box of Intrigue, I think it was successful, huh?
Yeah, can't wait till next week.
Amazing. We ought to make this a weekly thing. Hey, we got to get Roxanne back in the studio, hopefully, after the Cool and the Gang song's over, and find out what she thinks. Holy moly.
The
MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Roxanne, you were a pretty good sport. Now, you did scream. You threw the worms in Froggy's face. You chased them out of the studio. You seem to have washed off and gained your composure. Are you okay?
Yes, but I was pinching worms.
You were.
Actual, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, folks, we just played the Froggy Mystery Box of Intrigue, the maiden voyage here on Q105 with the return of the MJ Morning Show. This was a really good long-running bit where, you know, Froggy puts the mystery items in the box. You're blindfolded. You have to reach in into the hole in the box and figure out what it is. You got the gummy worms right off the bat. You got the spaghetti, but you didn't quite know that it was a whole plate full of night crawlers as the final item.
That, MJ, look at this studio. Look at the snail trail of worm guts on the wall.
This studio's a mess.
How do you even buy these?
That's the last time we're doing this. If Crazy Girl's going to throw it in my face every time.
Let's just show our levels of maturity. Ooh, I'm going to make her touch worms today at work.
It's the mystery box of intrigue, Roxanne.
Yes, it is. The video, we did get video, and you're going to turn that over to Buck and Video, and we'll have it up on the website.
Great video.
Yeah, later on. This was kind of a guerrilla shoot. Now, the last thing, when Froggy did the Friday Fall Concert Series on Friday, that was a professional three-camera shoot.
We'll have another one this Friday.
Yeah.
Professional.
Oh, that's right, a new one. Yeah. And then this was just shot guerrilla style with Fester just using a cell phone video.
I'm not allergic to that worm dirt.
Me either.
Are you okay? I mean,
I don't know if that's good for eczema.
Oh, geez.
But what I'm saying is, are you freaked out? I mean, you seem okay now.
Who wants to touch worms? And I was pinching them. That's the thing that freaks me out. Because I was like, ooh, what's this? Squeeze, squeeze.
And I got the fat, juicy ones, you know? The real fat ones.
What was freaking me out was how long it was taking Roxanne to figure out it was worms. And I think it's spaghetti with meat sauce.
Yeah, it was ground beef.
Some bubbly, wormy.
It's ground beef. Yeah, let's make a hamburger out of that. Yum, yum. Protein, baby. Absolutely. I think it was a success, Roddy.
We're not doing it again. That's it.
Oh, that's it? You're not...
She throws it in my face? Are you nuts?
She threw the worms in Froggy's face.
Crazy woman?
Yeah.
Just saying.
It was like wedding cake. Hey, it was that kind of thing.
Look at me. I'm filled with... I got worm juice in my glasses.
Froggy, turn your head to the window there. Look, he has a big trail of worm crap on his neck.
Oh, my God.
look at the wall. The wall is covered with worm slime and dirt. I'm telling you what.
Where do you get those?
The worm store.
Yeah, Gandhi bait and tackle.
exactly.
Guys, I don't think the Beasleys had any idea what they were getting into with this show.
And we tried to shoot it 4 times in 2 weeks.
And the worst is yet to come.
We just wait.
If you knew what I was working on, MJ.
Brian and Justin, you guys made a bad decision. Travis, Ted, Steve, oh boy. Wait till you see what's coming down the pike here on the MJ Morning Show. I teased this like half an hour ago. I'm sorry for those that have been sitting on the edge of their seats. What did I say? I said, I can't believe...
TV something or other.
Yeah. This is the first time in life...
Since 1965.
This is crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is significant. Let me give you an audio hint. Do you know what this is?
Oh, it sounds like Fantasy Island, but I know that's not Fantasy Island. Same era.
It does, sort of.
That is the CBS special presentation.
Yeah, remember when we were kids, when Charlie Brown or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Frosty the Snowman came on, and they said, the normal programming will not be seen tonight, so CBS can bring you a special presentation. And then you have the special words kind of twist around in a circle. Remember that?
Vaguely.
And when that came on, when you were a kid and this came on, oh, you were so excited.
You knew something special was going to be happening. Something cool was going to be on TV.
It was a CBS special presentation. Guess what? So CBS had like the Peanuts, Charlie Brown Christmas, Charlie Brown Halloween. CBS had those for years, and then about 20 years ago, they went over to ABC. Then ABC got a bunch of these specials. Guess what?
What?
None of the Peanuts holiday specials are going to be on TV this year, the first time since 1965.
That's awful.
Mm. What? You want to know why?
Yes.
Apple Plus TV Or what do they call it? Apple TV Plus, whatever the hell it's called.
Apple bought it.
They bought it. They bought the rights. So now it's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, a Charlie Brown Christmas. These are now going to be on Apple TV Plus. They're not going to be on ABC, or previously they were on CBS. God.
What about the one where Linus goes to jail? Is that one, no, not going to be on Apple TV?
No, I think that one is also, that's going to Apple TV as well.
What about where Sally gets pregnant?
Is that unbelievable? Since 1965, those have been on network television? And now, only Apple Plus TV. You know what Michelle did years ago? Michelle bought those on DVD so she wouldn't be hostage to the network airings.
Smart.
She wanted the kids to be able to watch that and not be held hostage to, oh, when is CBS or ABC going to run it? So we have the DVDs, and Michelle's like, oh, see how smart I am? We don't need Apple TV Plus. Yeah, it's in
foresight. MJ, I got to tell you, I don't think these things hold up. I tried to get my kids to watch the Great Pumpkin last year, the Charlie Brown Christmas, and my kids were bored out of their mind like 4 minutes in.
Really?
Yeah.
My kids love the things.
Have you not seen Blaze and the Monster Machines? Charlie Brown just doesn't hold up.
I know. By the way, Charlie Brown was reached for comments, and he was asked about the specials not being on network television for the first time since 1965.
Good grief.
There you go. And then the teacher was also asked. Right, well, do you have Apple TV Plus? What the hell did you just say?
What? Was that a trumpet in real, like, did they use a trumpet for that in real life?
I think somebody was just going with their mouths. 7:48, the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. It is a loaded Wednesday.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show 756. MJ here, Froggy, Fester, Roxanne. I gotta be honest, Roxanne, you're a good sport with the Froggy mystery box of intrigue.
I tried to be, but it's very, you know, pulling the pigtails, making the girl touch worms. Yeah, I see the initiation into all of this.
The whole deal here, folks.
You ain't seen crap yet.
No,
you were great.
Rays, of course, lost Game 1 of the World Series last night out in Texas. Game 1 went to the Dodgers 8-3. But guess what? There is a little bit of good news. Obviously, we would like the Rays to be on top. The Rays got to win tonight. They don't want to get down 2-0.
No.
Anybody think they're going to win tonight?
I think the Rays will win 263 runs to the Dodgers 4. It's going to be a long game tonight.
Ambitious.
What the hell are you saying?
I think the Rays are going to win every game. I hope they win.
So you think tonight's game is going to be a long game? That was a fast game last night, actually.
There was no hitting in the first couple of innings, and it was just strikeout after strikeout. In an hour, they blew through 5 innings.
Bad fifth inning for the Rays. They could forget that one. But I think just having one game under their belt, getting the feel for that stadium, they'll be good tonight.
Rays pitcher, man, he was throwing more pitches in the dirt. You see it bounced up and smashed the umpire in the face?
Pressure.
Yeah.
That's funny.
What's his name? What's the pitcher's
Glasnow.
Name? Glasnow. Yeah, is he known for throwing 100-mile-an-hour fastballs into the dirt?
Yes.
That's his deal?
Hey, we got to sign this guy.
But then he drills it. I mean, he'll throw like 3 wild pitches, and then he'll throw 2 like amazing 100-mile-an-hour fastballs right down the middle, you know? So the good news, though, is stolen bases last night, free tacos. Mookie Betts. Is he any relation to Mookie Wilson? How many guys in baseball are named Mookie?
First name.
Isn't there a Mookie Blaylock?
Mookie.
If his name was Jeff Wilson, he might be related to Mookie. But yeah, Mookie, first names don't mean anything. But I think Mookie is the coolest name in baseball.
Now, this is the second time in 3 years that Mookie Betts has scored free tacos for you and me and everyone listening. Yeah, it's the Taco Bell annual Steal a Base, Steal a Taco promotion, and this has been a pretty successful promotion, and everyone will earn a free Doritos Locos Taco. Mm. Yeah, the Dodgers outfielder, Mookie Betts, he stole second base in the, what was that, the fifth inning of game one last night against the Rays, and that was 2 years after his steal back in the 2018 World Series. And that also got everybody in America a free taco at Taco Bell. He was on the Red Sox back then, back in 2018. So how about that?
I think they played the Dodgers in that World Series.
And by the way, there was kind of a false alert. There was a false alarm because in the fourth inning, everyone thought that there were going to be free tacos then. It was the Dodgers' Chris Taylor. He slid safely ahead of the tag into second base for a steal, everyone thought, but then it was deemed a wild pitch instead of a stolen base. So that was erased. And then here comes Mookie Betts, and he steals a base, and boom, Taco Bell Taco. The date is going to be October 28th.
Bringing the country together.
All right, hold on, MJ.
One taco at a time.
I need a day off.
Yeah.
October 28th.
Oh, remember we did this bit? What did we do?
You put on a mustache and try to get another one?
Drive around the drive-thru.
Hold on. We did this year. What did we do?
We did it with the girl who became a news girl. Remember, we dressed her up. Me and Fetcher dressed her up in like 10 different outfits, and she kept on going into KFC.
But what was the deal?
It was something that they were giving away for free at some restaurant.
That's right. So we knew that KFC was doing some promotion, and you got something free, but it was limited one per customer. So we had an intern in the parking lot with 10 different disguises, and we kept sending her in like a girl with a mustache and like a Sherlock Holmes hat. It was just ridiculous stuff.
Literally funny nose and glasses.
How many did she get away with?
Oh, she got all of them, I think.
Every one of them.
I think she got every single one. So
just clear my schedule for October 28th. I'll be at the bell.
Hey, there you go. Hey, this guy, this is borderline ingenious, but it's totally illegal. And I can't condone this behavior. This is really, really bad. But you got to at least recognize the ingenuity on the really, really bad thing. All right, hold on to that thought, Fester. It's 8 o'clock, 8:01 actually. Let me just give out the Q105 Trip a Day song here before I forget. Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi. So, Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi. Mason Dixon is going to play it sometime today in the 5 o'clock hour. When you hear it, be the seventh caller, and you're going to win a 3-night staycation along the beaches from Liberté Management. And, of course, this is the Q105 Trip a Day song. 5 o'clock hour, listen for Mason to play Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi. All right, so back over to this ingenious criminal act.
I don't know how genius it really is, but I got to tell you, I was watching the World Series last night, doing my show prep for today. I see this, I read the story, and although I do not support crime generally, I had to give this guy a little tip of my cap.
All right. So this is called a teaser, folks, all right? Woo! In just a matter of moments, right after Poison, we're talking 3 minutes and 30 seconds from right now, we'll talk about this ingenious act, which is illegal. I don't condone it, but you got to recognize this guy's fortitude and ingenuity. Next on the MJ Morning Show, this is Q105 and Poison.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
8:06, MJ Morning Show, Q105. All right, see, that wasn't too long of a wait. Now, this, again, is ingenious, but it's illegal. I don't condone this. Thieves drive me crazy. People that steal are the worst forms of human sludge, as far as I'm concerned. But you do have to recognize that this is a pretty good scheme, but I'm not condoning this behavior. This is sort of a early morons in the news story. You got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. You got MJ, Froggy, Fester, Roxanne. We're back, folks. It's the MJ Morning Show. Spread the word for us. Fester, you're intrigued by this story. I can see you've got that smirk on your face like, dude, if you attempt this, I'm going to brain you. Don't even think of attempting this. I don't think we need your mugshot plastered everywhere. Oh, Dominic Siciliano, Fester from the MJ Morning Show. Oh, by the way, they just returned to Q105, and Fester's been arrested by the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. No, don't even attempt this.
I'm not going to attempt it. However, the guy's a little creative. I would not have thought of this.
I will give you the creativity aspect is amazing. This happened here in Florida. This happened, where the Beasley Media Group headquarters are.
Naples.
Naples, Florida. This is out of North Naples. A Florida man is accused of using a 24-cent packet of Kool-Aid to rack up nearly $1,000 in fraudulent charges at a Walmart in North Naples. This is according to CBS 12 down in Naples, Fort Myers, Naples.
Isn't that just extreme couponing?
No.
What's this?
Extreme couponing is legal.
Exactly.
No?
Listen to what this guy did. According to the Collier County Sheriff's Office, so wait a second, a 24-cent little packet of Kool-Aid, you know, it's the flavor mix, and you got to add the 3 pounds of sugar.
Right. That's why it's 24 cents. There's exactly. No sugar in it.
Yeah. So this guy takes a 24-cent packet of Kool-Aid, and he ends up with $1,000 worth of merch at Walmart. What did he do? I think you can probably figure it out. The Collier County Sheriff's Office arrested Bradley Young, 37 years old. Good-looking mugshot there, Pally. He was hit with charges of grand theft and shoplifting. Deputies said that Young scanned merchandise at the Walmart with the Kool-Aid packet hidden under his hand. Each item over the scanner rang up at 24 cents. So you see what he did? He palmed the Kool-Aid packet. So he must have had some kind of adhesive or tape. The Kool-Aid packet with the barcode facing down was stuck to his palm. He would then pick up the merchandise worth a whole lot more and pretend to move it over the scanner, but instead he was scanning his palm with the 24-cent UPC code from the Kool-Aid packet.
Huh? It's like a magician.
Brilliant!
Chris Angel. Sleight of hand. Mm-hmm.
And then he pulled a rabbit out of his hat.
Like a mind freak.
Do you ever watch those things? Mind free.
And
who's
terrible.
And who's the other guy? The Corleone experiment? What's that guy?
David Blaine?
What?
David Blaine?
No, not David Blaine. There's the other guy that does all those crazy tricks
Chris
on
Angel,
TV.
Man.
No.
There's no other guy.
There's just those two.
No.
You're stroking out? I don't know what you're talking about.
There's another. Fester.
Doug Henning.
No.
David Copperfield.
No, there's another guy on TV that does the crazy stuff. Fester, look it up.
TV magician.
TV magician, crazy illusions.
Blippi.
What?
Blippi.
No, it's not Blippi the magician. Come on. It's going to drive me nuts. You got to look it up. It's the effect, the Carbonaro effect. That's it.
Never heard of that.
Hold on. You guys have never heard of the Carbonaro effect?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
What rock are you guys living under? That thing's been on for like 7 years, I think.
Yeah, it's been on for a while. It still doesn't impress
me. My God. Anyway, man, this guy ended up paying a bill of $25 for $994 worth of goods at Walmart with his little Kool-Aid UPC racket scam.
He was upset. He said, if you guys aren't going to pay employees anymore, I'm going to get a discount. He's having to use a self-checkout.
He's not an employee of this place.
And I know.
I don't think he was trying to make a political statement either. Tell me he got a big screen TV.
He said, oh, yeah.
That's what he said.
I got away with it. Oh, yeah.
That's our joke.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Kool-Aid.
Hey, Kool-Aid, let's rip off $1,000 worth of gear for 24-cent packages of Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kool-Aid.
A loss prevention worker at the Walmart in North Naples recognized Young from a previous situation. The loss prevention person followed him around the store, watched him, in the self-checkout area, and the worker said that Young also took a soda and a fan from the shelf and returned them at customer service after showing workers there a photo of the receipt on his phone.
Oh, he's got all kinds of scams
shortly before the deputies down in Collier County caught up with this brain surgeon, investigators said Young left Walmart with a cart full of unpaid items, including a $248 scooter, $168 worth of batteries, a dual navigation system worth $120. He's now in jail. Oh. He's a convicted felon out of Ohio, so maybe this guy will go away for a while.
Does the story mention what flavor Kool-Aid he used?
Must be tropical. Or maybe orange. Maybe something close to skin tone.
Folks, it was grape.
Grape.
Oh, wow. No, the story doesn't say what flavor.
MJ, this guy's not Kool-Aid. Good. I had a guy at Blockbuster. Every time I rented a DVD or a game, he would slip a free game in underneath it. I got like 100 free games.
What?
Never got busted.
Hold on a minute.
I had a Blockbuster guy.
But now Blockbuster doesn't exist thanks to scams like that.
The limitations, what are they called? The terms of limitations have peaked. They're gone.
Is there still the one Blockbuster left in Wasilla, Alaska? Because I was there.
There is one.
I was in Wasilla, Alaska with Michelle and the kids back 2 or 3 summers ago. And we were driving in through Wasilla. I could see Russia from my rental car.
From the Blockbuster?
I could see Russia from the Blockbuster in Wasilla. So we're driving down Wasilla. There's a main drag in Wasilla, Alaska. And there's a shopping center. And the out parcel was a Blockbuster. I'm like, oh my God.
Is that the Blockbuster you can rent now as an Airbnb or something?
No, that's in Oregon. You're right, Roxanne. There's a Blockbuster you could rent out for a night. I think the one in Wasilla closed.
Did that one finally close?
I think so.
Yeah, look that up because I was there. I turned the rental car around. You know, we had a great trip. We went to Alaska for 2 weeks. We rented, and Fester knows, I rented a Four River. What was that thing I rented?
Fester knows.
It was a Four Winds Class C motorhome.
No, I rented a 30-foot motorhome. And I called Fester. I'm like, hey, Fester, tell me about this. No, it wasn't Four. It was, what was it? Four River.
Forest River.
Forest River. That was it.
Forest River. Okay.
I had a FR3. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I rented a 30-foot motorhome, and we spent a week driving around the Kenai Peninsula in Alaska.
Cool.
And it was fantastic. And then we brought the motorhome back after a week, and then I picked up like a
hooker?
I was just trying to see where you're going.
I wasn't sure. You were stuttering a little bit.
Picked up a hooker?
I mean, it is Alaska.
A fine Alaskan hooker.
I picked up a Denali. Why? Because we were driving to
Denali,
yeah, exactly. And we stayed all the way at the end, but you got to park your car at the beginning, and we had to get on a bus, and the bus took us all the way to the end because we stayed at the something Roadhouse. We stayed at a lodge.
Texas.
No, it wasn't Texas Roadhouse.
All right, enough guessing.
Was Patrick Swayze the bodyguard there?
We stayed at a lodge at the very end of the road, like 93 miles into Denali is where we stayed. But the point is, we drove by that Blockbuster.
Crazy.
I had to flip the car around to go inside. I even took pictures, and it's on my Twitter. If you go search, at Todd Schnitt on Twitter, just take a look, and you'll see images of the Blockbuster. I absolutely tweeted this out like 3 years
ago. What does it smell like, a Blockbuster? Like when you walked in, it's a shame my kids will never experience a Friday night at Blockbuster.
I remember that they did have a sign. Please be kind and rewind.
Oh, and the little slot.
No, they were DVDs. They didn't have VHS. It would have been really cool if the place was loaded with VHS.
That would have been awesome. I used to hide mine so I can get it later.
That would be absolutely crazy. But did it close, Fester?
Breaking news from the Anchorage Daily News. In 2018, Alaska's last two Blockbuster videos closed.
Oh, folks, it's an MJ News Alert.
Sucks.
Did you find my tweet yet? Did you search for at Todd Schnitt and Blockbuster? Yeah, it's got to be there.
I don't know that we care that much.
All right, 8:15, it's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. Back in a moment.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
During commercials and during the songs we play, it's enough to fill the show.
You're welcome.
All right, Fester, I got something else mapped out for this segment, but we'll do this next. You can't return those things. That is a non-return. You don't return that.
I got the receipt right here, and it's $18 and change, and she's asking me to return them.
Oh, because she won't do it, because she knows that you don't return. That is such an embarrassing thing to return this. And where is it? What store?
It is the Mart of Walls.
it's Walmart.
Walmart, yeah.
Oh, my. All right, hold on. Folks, hold on to that thought. You got to keep listening, because we'll explain it just a bit. You can't nobody returns this.
I've got a receipt.
I see you have a receipt, and I'm sure you have the merchandise, but nobody returns this. All right, hold on to that thought. We'll get to it in the next segment. You got to hear it. All right, I got to recognize somebody here quickly. And we have a death to report, and you might not know the name Tony Lewis. Does anybody know the name Tony Lewis?
No.
You probably don't.
I thought you were going to say Tony Little. I almost died. Thank God you said Tony Lewis.
Does Tony Little still live in town?
I don't know.
I think
but
so. But
I see him on a commercial now for like some cell phone company.
You could do it.
I've seen him in a national car commercial with Putty from Seinfeld.
Right.
And and he's like, yeah, National. I get the car I want. And then Tony Little's like going by in one of those exercise walkers. You can do it. You
know. I think he's still local and awesome.
Yeah, because he used to live in Beach Park, and I used to see him all the time.
But who's Tony? Not Little
Tony
Lewis.
Tony Lewis?
Yeah. Who's that?
No. Tony Lewis. So, do you know who? I'll give you a hint. This is Tony Lewis. All right? Listen carefully, and the minute I play this, you're going to understand who Tony Lewis is. Here it is.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
Is Tony Josie?
No, Tony's the guy singing about Josie being on a vacation far away.
Of course.
He's outfield?
And by the way, Josie on the vacation far away wore an N95 mask on the airplane to get to that vacation far away.
Josie is just smart.
Yeah, he died. Lead singer of
The Outfield.
The Outfield, yeah. Your Love, that's a really popular song.
It is.
I saw in the article that I read that the exact cause of death has not yet been revealed, according to TMZ. It is with deep sadness and sorrow to report that Tony Lewis, singer of the 80s rock band The Outfield, suddenly and unexpectedly passed away yesterday. And that's a statement by Lewis's publicist, Barry Lieberman.
Wow. How old is he?
Well, he was 62. He was born on December 21st, 1957, working class neighborhood in London. See, I didn't know they were a British band, but they are.
He doesn't sound British.
Well, none of the British ever sound British when they sing. That's the weird thing. That's the big mystery.
Whenever he's singing about girls named Josie, of course he's British.
Whenever British people sing, the British accent goes away. That's like one of the big mysteries in life. Except for the Annie.
Lennox.
No. Like the
little redheaded girl,
little Annie.
Yeah, it wasn't the Consider Yourself.
Good Ship Lollipop.
Was that Annie?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think you're thinking about Dick Van Dyke singing about sweeping.
But he died, and we don't know what it is yet. I wonder if it's. But suddenly, did he have a heart attack while he was sleeping?
In his honor, is it too late to sing the vacation song of the day on Q105 to an outfield song?
That's a good idea.
Trip a day, whatever it is.
I wonder if Josie was in bed with him when he expired.
She was on vacation.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. So, didn't get to say goodbye. Josie was on a vacation far away. That's terrible. 62 years old.
And we don't know how.
I can't believe he died. He's dead.
Josie found his body after she got back from vacation.
This song right here. This song has been covered or sampled over 1,000 times.
Just make that up? Or is that a fact?
Katy Perry, Bruno Mars, and B.O.B., and many others. Your Love also averages 2 million streams on Pandora weekly and 1 million views on YouTube and Spotify, respectively, each week.
And the last cover,
so,
the sheet over his body.
Oh, we...
Shame.
Froggy, come on. Don't be insensitive.
That was insensitive. I apologize. Good song, though.
I can't believe that he left us.
I know.
I mean, this is an iconic song.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
I mean, they even used it in a Bounce dryer sheet commercial. Do you remember that?
I don't.
Oh, wait a sec.
I don't remember.
Hold on, let me YouTube this. Hold on a sec. I think it was Bounce. Hang on.
Bounce, Josie.
Bounce, dryer, sheet, TV.
Snuggy.
All right, here, I got it. I hope there's not an ad before the ad. All right, listen. They cover this in a Bounce commercial.
Harry's meeting clients from far away, but they only see his wrinkles. He's got to play it cool to seal the deal. Better find a way to smooth things over. Say, Harry, use some Bounce to dry.
You never saw this?
How do you remember this, you psycho?
He would be a sprinkly and winning at life.
How rich was this
Too
guy?
Too much work went into this.
Yeah. Say goodbye to wrinkles with Bounce dryer sheets. That was the commercial back in 2016. What did you say? Did you call me a freak bag? What did you call me?
Well, how do you remember such... I mean, who remembers that horrible commercial? And how rich was this guy selling all these songs?
This song was an earner. This song made him a lot of money.
Oh, it did. Oh, it absolutely did. So, rest in peace.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah, Tony Lewis.
Mr. Outfield.
Rest in peace. Josie's on a vacation. He's on a vacation for a long time.
Walking through the cornfield and the outfield.
What a shame. All right, so, snack food item. I love this snack food item.
Figs.
You think that they're healthy... I finally decided to Google it last night to find out, and I can sit down and eat a whole flipping Sam's Club or Costco-sized bag of this particular snack. The question is, what is it? Well, tell you next. The MJ Morning Show. It's Q105.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
Q105. It is 8:42. And let me just jump into the snack food thing, and then Fester's idiotic return is coming up later today. So do you guys have any idea which snack food I'm talking about? For those just tuning in, I made a mention that I'm addicted to the snack food. I haven't had it in a while, but I love them. And I saw a whole display. Where was I? I was at, I think it was at Sprouts in South. Was I Fresh Market or Sprouts?
Veggie straws?
No, well, you're close.
Oh.
I like those veggie straws. We go through a lot of those in our household.
The Harvest Snaps.
Oh, okay. You know, same family, yes.
You know, the peas.
They melt in your mouth.
The Harvest Snaps. And I'm like, you know what? I could sit down and eat an entire bag of those, you know, baked or like fried green peas. They're crunchy. They're delicious. They're lightly salted. They're exquisite.
I think they're baked.
What are they trying to say this is? Is it an actual pea that's dehydrated?
That's the point. So is the Harvest Snap peas, are they healthy? And I've probably eaten 800 bags of these things. And finally, I decided to Google it last night. Are Harvest Snaps healthy? Now, granted, I've read the nutritional information on the label, and yeah, they have little notes on the bag, 50% less sodium than regular potato chips, 5 grams of plant protein, our first ingredient, green peas, baked, never fried, farm direct peas, 50% less fat. It's made by a Japanese company called Kalbi. They're the ones that make them.
Kalbi makes your chips.
No, not Kalbi, not Cowhead. Kalbi.
I was going to say.
No, it's C-A-L. Cal. Kalbi. Oh, nope. P-E-E.
Yeah. Not Kalbi.
No, it's C-A-L-P. Kalbi.
This is delicious. What's the secret ingredient?
Kalbi. Wow, that's some good Kalbi. But the Harvest Snaps, are they good for you? And I did a Google search, and a story came up from Stack.com. And they said, yeah, you know what? It's healthier than, like, chips and Doritos. So on paper, they look fairly good. And there's no real spoiler or downer here other than the fact I didn't know this. Do you think those are actual peas that are, like, freeze-dried and baked? And
yeah, it's the number one ingredient, right?
I'm looking at these. Yeah. They look like Funyun straws.
Guess what?
Green Funyun straws.
Those peas, they're not actually, because you think that they're actually the real peas that go through a process.
Right.
Those are extruded.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make them look like peas.
Fake peas?
So peas are the first ingredient.
Right, and then they're in like a pea-shaped press.
They take the green peas, they grind up the green peas so they totally lose their shape. They grind them up, and then they're blended with rice and canola oil, and then they're formed, so they're extruded to look like a pea shape.
Of course.
See, I got to be honest here. I thought that they were actual the actual pea themselves that were then through the process to become crunchy.
I would expect more from you.
You are like the last person that I would have thought would have fallen for that snack food trick.
I would expect more from me. I don't fall for much.
You know where the ice cream comes from. You should know where this comes from.
The fake grilling marks on.
I've got bad news for you about Pringles. It's the same thing. It's processed. Yeah,
those
mush.
Are stamped or pressed, absolutely.
It's the same thing.
But the harvest steps, they're not bad for you. It's not like you're eating a whole plate full of raw veggies, but they are better for you than regular, you know, snack chips, etc.
Meh.
Yeah. Mm. How about
Billion
that?
Half the time than Doritos.
All right, quickly here. Fester. Yes. Fester.
I got to go today right after the show.
Fester, you fill my tire.
Oh, yeah, you got to fill. We'll talk about that in a minute. Fester, you got to fill her tires. All right. I think she's way too low. All right. Fester has been tasked by his wife, Allison, who's too embarrassed to do this, to go return pumpkins to Walmart. Nobody returns pumpkins to Walmart. What, it turns out your wife bought pumpkins for the neighborhood, or what happened?
Well, my wife and the neighbor both were talking about getting the kids together to do like a jack-o'-lantern thing in the yard. And the neighbor bought a bunch of pumpkins, and Allison bought a bunch of pumpkins.
Write your wife's number down. I want to call her up.
Okay.
All right. Hold on, folks. Hold on to this thought. How many pumpkins you got to bring back to Walmart?
Four.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
This is the dumbest thing in the world. This is idiotic. You don't return pumpkins to Walmart. Hold on. We're going to get Allison, Fester's. She won't even do this. She's tasking you with it.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ and the crew, Froggy, Fester, Roxanne. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105, 857. Rays tonight. It's game two of the World Series in Arlington, Texas. Of course, the Dodgers beat the Rays last night, 8-3. Hopefully the Rays can tie things up 1-1. I don't think they want to be down two games in the World Series. I'm not going to be very positive if they drop tonight's game.
I don't think they want to be down by that many games either.
Yeah, I mean, MJ's not a baseball coach or anything, yeah, but the team probably doesn't want to go down two games to nothing.
All right, so go Rays tonight. Hopefully they will defeat the LA Dodgers. The Dodgers were on fire, man. Their offense was just cranking.
So, they feel good at that ballpark.
You know, I don't want to see this as the second time the Rays have gone to the World Series and the second time they did not win the World Series. Because that happened back in 2008.
They lost to the Phillies.
They did.
Don't bring it up, bro.
All right. Fester and the great pumpkin Charlie Brown. This is the great pumpkin Fester Brown. All right. Fester has been tasked with returning four pumpkins to Walmart that his wife bought because his wife, would she buy pumpkins for the, what, she bought too many and now you're going to return? Nobody returns pumpkins to Walmart if you bought too many.
I've got four pumpkins in the front seat of the Lincoln Town Car right now, waiting to be returned to Walmart after the show.
You're going to have to make two trips. What a pain.
I'll put them in a cart.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You're not embarrassed to bring pumpkins? Has anybody ever purchased pumpkins at Walmart and then brought them back?
This is a lot of money we're talking about.
You could actually, I'm looking out the window, set up a little sign that says pumpkin patch and sell them in the parking lot.
Why don't you set up, seriously, why don't we video you, get Buck to video you? We'll set, you know what, that's what we're going to do.
Fester pumpkin patch.
I'll tell you what, right
right on 4th Street and Gandy, right at the intersection, the Fester Pumpkin Patch.
Nobody's going to stop and buy one of my four pumpkins.
That's what we're doing.
If you
it's a hot item. You're almost sold out.
The Fester Pumpkin Patch at the traffic light right after the show. You're not going to Walmart. You're going to Gandy and 4th Street here in St. Petersburg, right down the street from the studios here at Koger. You're going right down. You're going to sell these pumpkins in the median strip right at Gandy and 4th.
I don't think my wife will care if I do or don't, as long as I bring back the $18.52 that it cost me for these pumpkins.
Well, $20 a piece if you're selling them on the streets.
That's a premium.
All right, now, just get your money out of it. Or so what if you lose a buck?
But a buck?
Nobody's going to buy a pumpkin.
I think you'll make a buck 50.
All right, hold on. Allison's on hold. Allison, Fester's wife. Allison, nobody buys pumpkins and then returns the pumpkins to Walmart.
You can return anything.
But should you return anything at Walmart is the question.
Well, I mean, it's $20 worth of pumpkins.
So why aren't you returning the pumpkins? You're embarrassed to bring the pumpkins. You bought the pumpkins, but you're not returning the pumpkins. You're tasking Fester with returning the pumpkins.
Well, he said he would, so I went with that because I didn't want to do it.
And these are pretty large pumpkins. These are pretty big pumpkins.
What do you think about the Fester Pumpkin Patch in the middle of the intersection at Gandy and 4th Street right after the show today? What do you think of that?
I say as long as he comes home with $20, we're all good.
He might come home with $100.
You know what? We ought to just send you during the show. No, we'll do it. We'll do it during the show.
I need to sign.
We're going to send. Go get a piece of card. Seriously, go get a piece.
Oh, you mean right now or tomorrow's show?
No, let's do it. You want to do it tomorrow or you want to do it right now?
I mean, it's 9 o'clock right now. I do need a sign. Otherwise, I'm just some fat guy sitting in the middle of the intersection with pumpkins.
Oh, somebody's going to pull over the guy without a sign.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow, I'm just a fat guy sitting next to pumpkins with a sign.
Right, but don't let them cook in the car. You don't want them to get all mushy and soft.
That'll be even better.
Flies on them.
Pre-softened.
Fester's rotted pumpkin sale.
Easy to cut into.
With maggots and fruit flies.
There you go.
Jeez. All right, Allison, we solved the problem. It's now a morning show bit. Times two. It was a bit just to talk about it. Now it's we're going to sell them in the middle of the street.
So one of the first things Fester's ever taught me. Everything's
with that.
All right, Allison, goodbye.
Thanks, baby.
Oh, that's going to be great. We'll do it tomorrow. Fester's pumpkin patch in the middle of the street.
Are they good-looking pumpkins?
There's two orange ones, which are big and have a big roots. What are they called? Stems?
Big stems.
Big root. And then I have two white pumpkins that are about the size of
little baby pumpkins.
Bowling balls.
Okay. It's all about the display, the presentation. Yeah. You got to stack them in a unique way.
I need a bale of hay.
Yes, you do.
I need a bale. Where the hell can I get a bale of hay right now?
Oh, the hay store.
You know what? You need to. So wait a minute. You're going to spend money?
You already got the hay.
All right, hold on.
You're going to spend more money?
No. Okay. Well,
to get a bale of hay?
I mean, Fester, stand up. You already look like a pumpkin salesman. Look at you. You got a little handkerchief.
I'm going to wear an orange shirt tomorrow. It's going to be great. All right. So I need somebody to kindly donate a bale of hay because our morning show has no budget.
I'm going to wear an orange
shirt. I love this. All right. So Fester's first street bit is tomorrow. Fester's pumpkin patch with the overstock of pumpkins that he was supposed to return back to Walmart. Oh, and it's four.
Four pumpkins.
Four pumpkins.
Yeah, I don't want you to expect the pumpkin patch with like 200 pumpkins like I'm the Kiwanis Club or something.
Do we have a price for the pumpkins? I mean, these are quality pumpkins.
Do you just want to get your money out of it, or do you want to make a profit on the pumpkins?
I wouldn't be opposed to making a small donation to a worthy cause if I could sell them for like $5,000 each or
something.
What's
the valuation of these pumpkins?
$4.98 according to Walmart.
That was great. All right, 9:02, it's the MJ Morning Show. I got the song of the day here. Don't forget, we announced this last hour. The Trip a Day song to win the 3-night stay at a vacation condo along the beaches from Liberté Management. It's Living on a Prayer. Bon Jovi, Mason Dixon is going to play it sometime in the 5 o'clock hour today. When you hear it, be the 7th caller and win on Q105. Who wants to kill the COVID? Hang on. You want to kill the COVID with household items?
We'll tell you about it next. MJ Morning Show, Q105.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Hey, what a feeling, Flashdance. What significance does that have with the MJ Morning Show and MJ Morning Show history? Froggy Fester, who's going to buzz in first?
No, you don't have to ask us. I mean,
seriously, we know.
Come on, this is the most obvious thing ever.
Yeah. I don't even know. What's your name? Irene Cara?
I don't even know that
she's the singer of this song. There's only one singer of this song in my book.
That's right. Who is that?
Jennifer Beals.
Kristen the intern.
Kristen Powell.
The best.
Roxanne, back during season 3 of American Idol, we scammed them. We sent two interns, Kristen and Lamosa, to auditions. Was it Atlanta?
We sent them to Atlanta several times.
For auditions, and she put on those leg warmers. She dressed up like all 80s-like, and Kristen, the intern, season 3 American Idol, we sent her to an audition to do this awful rendition.
Season 3, that was a long time
ago. Long time ago.
Might have been season 2.
I think it was season 3, but we sent her to do this awful rendition of What a Feeling, and she was awful. She gets through all of like the 3 preliminary rounds, like in the Superdome. They've got like groups of hundreds of people. She gets through. She's chosen to be one of the really bad auditions.
Yes,
you know, they have the joker or the bad auditions. And we duped them. They had no idea that it was the MJ Morning Show. And we were featured for a good chunk of American Idol during one of the episodes back during season 3.
But it was the premiere episode, and we had to sit on this for like 5 months.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, we didn't know she was going to get so much exposure. She was on for like 4 minutes.
It was unbelievable. So we sent them to the audition in August. And then they keep going through. Oh, guys, we got to go back. They selected us. So they go back again, and they go into the hotel where the room is set up, where Simon and Paul Abdul and Randy
Jackson,
where they were sitting at the table. She actually auditioned before the 3 judges, and it made it onto American Idol that following January. We had to sit on the fact that we had pulled off the scam, that they at least were videoed. We didn't know whether they were going to be used. And sure enough, blammo, Ryan Seacrest, and then there's Kristen Powell. And we totally scammed them. And it was after the fact that we said, hey, it's the MJ Morning Show. And I think we were one of the first scammers. Other radio stations tried after us, but I don't think anyone was really successful after us.
Esther pulled it up for me. Yeah. This is amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
She's watching the YouTube video on mute right now. And
yeah, Kristen Powell.
Her acting was second to none, Kristen Powell.
It starts crying. And then she comes out of the room, you know, where people walk out and they're either holding like the ticket to Hollywood, or she walks out and she says, they got me, the big mistake. And then, and Lamosa, our other intern, was out there, and she goes, hell no! and it was, they used it all because the camera follows you out. They used our whole racket on American Idol when we scammed them.
So then, after like us playing it a week and getting the word out that we totally scammed them, they send us a cease and desist.
They did.
What?
They sent us a cease and desist.
Oh, they can't take any.
Stop playing the audio. And they're like, it was on TV.
So we created the American Idol spoof that currently has 18,000 views 14 years ago. Oh, my God.
Wait a second.
I think we put the video on our website. They sent us a cease and desist, so we recreated.
Yeah. Sounds like somebody can't take a joke.
No,
they were using her, making fun of her like she was a finalist.
That's exactly what it was.
We did an exact verbatim reenactment of the entire thing. MJ was Simon Cowell. Dana, our intern, engineer, was Randy Jackson.
Yeah.
And I was Paula Abdul.
I was Ryan Seacrest.
You know what? We ought to put both of these up on the website.
I want to.
Let's put both of these. Did you find the original audition as well?
Yeah,
both of them.
You found both. They're on YouTube. We'll put them both on MJMorningShow.com. We'll have them up in just a bit. A little flashback, flash dance, nostalgia. So we'll put it up at MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. I've got morons in the news coming up. We've got a great celebrity pile coming up. A couple of shockers in our celebrity Hollywood dirt and just a bit. I mentioned COVID, and you want to kill the COVID? You want to kill the Rona? You saw the same thing, because I know you were nodding your head when I was teasing this. Mouthwash baby shampoo can deactivate the coronaviruses, according to a new study.
A combination of the two?
Well, here's the deal. When you want to kill the coronavirus or the novel coronavirus, you know that you can use alcohol. What is it, greater than 60 or 70%? And, you know, my wife buys the Santa wipes, you know, the medical grade stuff. She buys Sani wipes. You see them in all the hospitals. It's the white container with the purple top. But we've got a bunch of those. She's got the hand ones. She's got the ones for surfaces. But this is more common stuff. And according to study finds, as the world waits for a vaccine for COVID-19, a new study finds there may be a way to slow the spread right in your home. Researchers from Penn State College of Medicine say that nasal and oral rinses like mouthwash can deactivate human coronaviruses. Study finds these common over-the-counter products should have the same effect on SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus causing COVID-19. The group tested various products, including 1% baby shampoo. 1%! So a water mixture with 1% baby shampoo, like Johnson's baby shampoo, a neti pot, peroxide sore mouth cleaners, and mouthwash, seeing how each would lower the viral load, of coronavirus strains in a patient's mouth. Their findings reveal most of these products effectively shut down the virus particles in less than 2 minutes.
I remember hearing when this first came out that if you gargled with Listerine or gargled even with salt water or peroxide, that it would help you. I was doing a lot of that in the beginning, but now they're saying that studies have shown it's true. So I guess it is good. I don't get the baby shampoo, though, because that's supposed to be so gentle. How is it killing COVID?
Exactly. It's got soap in it. It's got some kind of cleaner in it.
Yeah, like your baby can drink that in the bathtub or get it in its eyes, and you know, now it kills COVID. How about that?
Good for you, kid. Stop crying.
Did you see, and this is positive news, you saw, well, cases are spiking. I mean, we're having spikes all over the place in the country. 2 weeks before the election, COVID is spiking almost everywhere. But you did see on a positive front that the death rate for COVID-19 is going down. So, you know,
including people who are in that underlying condition category.
Exactly. So even those with the comorbidities, like Fester, the death rate is going down.
Yes, sarcasm is a comorbidity.
I think he was referring to something
else. Because I'm fat? Is that
Oh, guys, did you see? I don't want to. The audio is not that great, but did you see the lady slap the Delta flight attendant?
I'm almost over these airplane stories.
Another one. A Delta passenger wearing a mask incorrectly was kicked off the plane after punching the flight attendant in the face. Video shows. A BBC journalist was on the flight. Suzanne Kianpour said the unidentified passenger got into an argument on this flight from Atlanta to Miami. And this was on Monday night. And then footage was put online. The traveler is getting closer to the flight attendant, lunges forward, and then smashes the flight attendant in the face. Isn't that a federal crime? Do you have to be up in the air? This was on the ground. Would that be a local Atlanta state issue, or would that be a federal issue if you attack a flight attendant?
I think when you board the plane, you're on federal property.
Unbelievable. Delta said in a statement that the passengers were booted off the plane for not complying with safety instructions. Miami-Dade police said no arrests have been made in connection with the incident. So wait a minute. This was a flight from Monday evening to Atlanta from Miami. So yeah, it happened in Miami. No arrests. How could there be no arrests? How could a woman smack a Delta flight attendant in the face and there's no arrest? That doesn't make any sense. Right. All right, hold on, folks. We got morons in the news coming up. I got Hollywood dirt. A lot of stuff to come. It's the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105, MJ and the crew, Froggy, Fester, Roxanne, 927. And we got a whole pile of stuff to do here.
But Fester just saw a Facebook post that somebody very close to the MJ Morning Show just had a medical episode hit them. And I texted him. I said, hey, can we call you? And he's like, well, I can barely talk. Oh, and God. I said, well, let's get you on the air then. Fester, tell the story here quickly. You checked Facebook, and it turns out it's a good buddy of ours, Jerry P. Tuck. And Jerry is instrumental because Jerry helped us get the MJ Morning Show podcast off the ground. Right. Jerry's company, Radio Influence, along with Jason, they do our weekly podcast. They post it for us. They do the social media for us. And Jerry just announced this morning that he was smacked with Bell's palsy.
Yeah, you know, it's a surprise to all of us. And, you know, in this studio, I feel we all owe Jerry P. Tuck a great debt of gratitude for helping us with the podcast that eventually led to us being on Q105.
Right. So,
and Jerry's a friend of mine, long time in the business. Yeah, we've worked together. He's fantastic.
You guys were working at the
CBS Radio.
At 98.7 The Fan back when that was on the air, right?
We were.
Wow. Jerry is joining us. Jerry, the minute you texted me that I can't talk, I said, well, we got to get you on the air then.
I had a feeling that text was coming.
All right, so Jerry, when did this Bell's palsy, and it's like a facial paralysis thing, and I'm going to give you some good news in a minute, but I'm sure you've already heard this. When did the Bell's palsy hit you?
Dude, believe it or not, my wife and I were at dinner Saturday night, and it hit, like, it took like 5 or 10 minutes tops. And it just, my tongue went numb, my face went numb, and my wife literally watched it, and she's like, oh my God, you're having a stroke.
Exactly. So, that's the first thought, that you're having a stroke, and you know, with a stroke, you want to get medical attention immediately. Did you guys call 911?
No, I knew it wasn't a stroke, because I had all my, my head was good. It's not like I was out of it, but, it was just bizarre.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I might have, I might have called 911. What's your emergency? I can't feel my tongue. I mean, so this was Saturday night, and when did you get diagnosed that it was Bell's palsy?
It was that evening. I ended up in the ER.
Holy crap! So they told you that most likely this will dissipate. I'm trying to remember how long it took. I've known several people that have been hit. The closest to me, my Aunt Jerry. Oh, it's a female. But look at that. Your name is Jerry. Her name, well, she's Geraldine.
It's a Jerry thing.
Yeah, it's a Jerry thing. My Aunt Jerry, she got smacked with it probably 8 or 9 years ago. And she had it for like 2 months. And the whole side of her face was totally paralyzed. She couldn't talk, but it totally went away. I mean, to the point now, no idea she even had it. It totally went away, Jerry.
Yeah, they said it could be anywhere from 2 or 3 weeks to 6 months, but, you know, they said, it will go away. So at least there's that. It just sucks in the meantime.
Jeez, Jerry.
Jeez,
thoughts, buddy.
Yeah, for sure. Jerry, how about how are you feeling? What about when you eat, and how's it affecting your day-to-day life? I know, struggling with talking.
Are you dribbling water all over the place when you drink?
Oh, yeah, it's sexy as hell.
Oh, my God, you started a YouTube channel.
I'm drooling like a bulldog. I'm dribbling. I can't talk. Oh, it's hot. It's
you
really
sound
hot.
Like you just left the dentist.
Man, this could be some fetish. You could do a fetish channel on one of those, those home porn channels. You can make money off this deal.
Dude, send me to OnlyFans.
Oh, jeez. That's what I was trying to think of. Because I've read about that.
Only Bells.
I've never been there. OnlyFans. I'm sure there's a fetish for this, Jerry. I'm sure you can cash in.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, the good news is that it'll dissipate. Hey, there was an anchor in New York. When I was up in New York, Maurice Dubois, he's the main anchor on CBS 2, WCBS. He came down with Bell's palsy. He does like the 6 and 11 news in New York. He came down with it. He was off the air for, I think, a month plus. He had it, and then he snapped back.
This thing just goes away?
It goes away on its own. Yeah. Holy cow. 6 weeks to 6 months.
It wasn't a stroke there, Jerry.
In most cases, it goes away. I think that some people have lasting effects, but I think that's the rarity. That's the exception.
Yeah, like I said, it sucks because temporarily I'm just kind of here. So, I can't really do a whole lot. But,
right, and know, it's not like you have that timeline. Oh, I know it's going to be gone on such and such date. I wish you could speed up the making it go away.
It's like a kidney stone almost.
And, you know, I'm an old radio guy, so I'm a talker, and when I can't talk, that's a problem.
Yes.
Hey, can you send us a video of you drinking and dribbling, and we'll post it on our website?
There's a lot of video MJ. Of that. No, right. Jerry.
Jerry, don't do that.
Jerry, don't do it.
Did your Bell's palsy cause you any delay in posting this week's MJ Morning Show podcast?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right, great.
You know, I'll take care of you guys.
That's super.
Feel better, buddy.
Yeah, feel better. Yeah,
I love you guys.
I love you, Jerry.
All right, Jerry, best of luck, and it'll go away. All right?
Yeah, I got you, brother. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks, man. All right, Jerry.
Take care.
Jerry Petuck, good buddy of ours. He manages and runs the MJ Morning Show podcast. And again, we're whatever platform you're on, and we're going to do the podcast, you know, for the foreseeable future, because we have tens of thousands of downloads and subscribers, and we want to take all those people and turn them on to our Monday through Friday Q105 show now. So that's why we're going to continue doing the podcast. And if you go to Stitcher, you go to iTunes, you go to the iHeart podcast, whatever, you can just search MJ Morning Show, and we're doing a podcast every Monday night. It drops every Tuesday. By the way, 100% justified. Do you know what I'm talking about? Local story, Tampa, dollar store. 100% justified.
Dollar General. Not well, dollar store.
Well, I said dollar.
That's a big deal. Don't get me started.
I'm sorry. Oh, so you have Dollar General. You have the Dollar Tree.
That's my jam.
And then
Family Dollar.
Family Dollar.
Family Dollar and Dollar General aren't real dollar stores. Only Dollar Tree.
They're on the dollar.
Gotcha. So this is a totally justified shooting, and I'm waiting for the protest, waiting for the riots. Oh, the police killed an... When a guy robs a store, brandishes a gun at Dollar General on 50th Street in Tampa, then runs and then turns around and points the gun at cops, guess what? That is a justified shooting.
And Chief Dugan came out with the video almost immediately.
Good move, Dugan. Good. He follows me on Twitter. I'm going to send him a message. 100% justified, totally behind TPD on this. And I just hope that people don't start protesting. Oh, look what they did. You know, there's a mentality that even bad guys with guns that are pointing them at citizens and cops, oh, you can't shoot them anymore. You can't neutralize the situation. Of course you can. You have to. You have to protect public safety and life and limb here. So there was a 911 call that goes into TPD. There's a man with a gun threatening us at the Dollar General store. This is 50th Street in Tampa. Guy left the store 5 minutes later. Two TPD officers responding, spotted the guy. They're yelling, get on the ground, and drop the gun. The guy's
right.
Turning around and pointing a gun at them. So this is clearly a justified shooting with the Tampa Police Department. In fact, here, listen to the audio. You hear that? I mean, that's pretty chilling audio there. That's unbelievable. As he's pointing the gun, get on the ground, gun, listen.
Tampa Police, get on the ground! Tampa Police, get on the ground! All states got one at gunpoint, 50th Street. Get on the ground, drop the gun!
And there's the audio.
Hard to listen to that kind of stuff, but I think it is good with the body cams now that that's available.
Yeah, Dugan discussed this during a presser yesterday at TPD headquarters downtown, and he used store surveillance footage, audio from the 911 call. Very impressive. Chief Brian Dugan, TPD, really laid this out and why this was justified by his officers.
Yeah, good job, Chief.
So, good move by the Chief. All right, I got some Hollywood dirt. We've got morons in the news, loose ends, and it's coming up.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Looking forward to Fester's pumpkin patch tomorrow after Fester's wife bought four too many pumpkins and wanted Fester to return them to Walmart after the show today. And we came up with the idea, heck with that, let's send Fester to the intersection of 4th and Gandhi right down from the studios here in St. Pete. And we'll have Fester sell them tomorrow morning for $79.99 a pumpkin. They're special MJ Morning Show return pumpkins. Let's see if we can get $80 a pumpkin.
You know somebody's listening right now that wants to buy one. So,
yeah.
Buy one tomorrow from Fester.
I mean, what are your plans? Are you going to make a sign? Mm-hmm. You know, keep expenses low. Don't eat into your return or profit margin.
I think I have half a can of green spray paint at the house, so I'll use that on a piece of cardboard.
Oh, you need an Arthur Fleck spinning sign, you know? No, you spin it. I'm pumpkin
gonna,
patches.
I can't focus my energy on spinning a sign because true. I have to be selling the pumpkins, but I think I need a pallet. Just like, you know, stage them. And then maybe a bale of hay, just to look real country-ish.
Yes.
But I have four pumpkins, two orange, two whites, and I'm very excited.
My
I figure
God.
$80 a pop, what's that?
$240
Holy cow.
Live tomorrow morning, Fester's Pumpkin Patch live on the air. We'll see what happens.
I got to bring change,
too. On Thursday. All right. Morons in the news. Hollywood dirt. Oh, Roxanne, yes?
Yes. I'm watching the video right now, which is on the MJMorningShow.com page of me doing the mystery box of intrigue, Froggy's Box.
Oh, it's
and
up
listen,
already.
If I have some sort of allergic reaction to these worms, we have the video evidence.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, already, I've been feeling twitchy. I've been Googling things since I've done that.
What are you laying out the workers' comp
yes,
or the HR claim already? Is that
real? Laying the groundwork.
Have you ever filed an HR claim?
No.
All right. Well, it could start now.
You're the one. Don't do it for me first. She's the one that hasn't filed.
It could begin. All right. Well, let's get some morons out of the news out of the way. I got some Hollywood dirt. Then we'll shut things down here on a Thursday. I always feel like I'm missing something. I try to jot everything down so I don't forget. But I'll figure it out. If whatever we don't get to today, we'll push till tomorrow. I already have a pile of tomorrow's stuff that we haven't gotten to. All right. So morons in the news. There are stories of both sides. There are stories of Trump supporters and Biden supporters of bad things happening. It seems to be bipartisan in some of the idiocy. This story, Trump supporters receive menacing letters threatening to burn down their homes. So people that have Trump signs or Trump flags in their yard, people are threatening them.
In this story, but I'm sure there's other stories.
Oh, there are. It goes both ways. So, Trump supporters in two small New England towns are getting menacing letters. Police in Milford, New Hampshire said they're working to track down the culprits who mailed the letters to several Trump supporters in the small town. Cops in nearby Brookline reported that at least two residents there also got threatening letters. I was kind of shocked that anyone would send a letter out with that type of threat, said Brookline Police Chief Bill Quigley. Dear neighbors, the letters read, you have been identified by our group as being a Trump supporter. Your address has been added to our database as a target.
What?
For when we attack, should Trump not concede the election. We recommend that you check your home insurance policy and make sure that it's current and that it has adequate coverage for fire damage.
They dot their I's and cross their T's.
They're threatening arson, folks.
Try it.
I mean, this is idiotic. Anyway, the police reported the threats to the U.S. Postal Service. They're getting mailed these threats in the mail. You're a Trump supporter, we're going to burn your house down.
Wow. So
make sure you got good insurance.
Once you put it in the mail, though, doesn't it become a federal crime?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, so that turns into a federal issue. That's why they involve the U.S. Postal Police. Roxanne, you sent me this thing. Man 26 busted for battery. Domestic battery with a pumpkin attack?
Yeah, don't get any ideas.
All right, so what's the story on this?
Well, a guy got a little crazy when he had his pumpkin, and so he went after someone with it.
According to a criminal complaint, Florida man, of course it is. Florida guy accused of striking his girlfriend with a pumpkin.
Ow.
And its innards during a 2 a.m. confrontation yesterday.
Not the insides, gross.
Not the innards.
The innards. That's what it says. This is a smokinggun.com. And Nathan Gariotto, 26.
He wouldn't leave his girlfriend's house.
Was arrested on Monday on domestic battery charges. He's now free on a $1,000 bond. Ordered to have no contact with the 29-year-old victim. Cops say that when they responded to the couple's Largo. So they responded to the Largo residence. The victim was covered in pumpkin seeds and pulp. It's not funny.
And threw the pumpkin at the sliding doors. You have to really see the photo of this guy because he kind of looks like he would maybe do that.
Oh, my God. I mean, the only thing worse if this was a pumpkin that Fester sells tomorrow.
Oh, God. Then you're part of the crime.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, my pumpkins are crime-free.
You're now an accessory to this whole shebang. Yeah, let's see. After refusing his girlfriend's request to leave the home, he allegedly threw a pumpkin and all the insides, the pumpkin guts, at the subject, according to the Largo police.
That's quite a throw. I mean, so, it's like a shot put.
This is getting national attention, and again, it's a Florida story, and it's right here in Pinellas County. It's in Largo.
I'll tell you, if anybody comes to my pumpkin patch tomorrow and tells me that after they buy the pumpkin they're going to commit a crime, I'm going to turn down the sale. I'm not going to do it.
Hey, Phoenix, Arizona. Man accused of peeing on the restaurant door and exposing himself to employees after, I guess, he was told to leave. Scottsdale, Arizona. A Levine man in trouble, according to court docs. He had a spat with employees inside the restaurant. So on the way out, Justin Amir Young is accused of indecent exposure, dropped trowel, and whizzed all over the front door of the restaurant so customers could see him.
Guy's awesome.
Oh, man, you're going to do it.
I mean, go out with a bang. Seriously.
Jeez, man. Young, according to court documents, was told to leave the restaurant because the restaurant was closing. He didn't want to leave, began to yell at employees. Once he was out of the restaurant, he pulled down his pants and urinated on the front door of the restaurant.
Go right here. I don't care.
Oh, my God. humanity, folks. Oh, the humanity. All right, quick Hollywood. Did you guys see the Bill Cosby new mugshot?
Unbelievable.
Holy Jesus. I mean, that is unbelievable.
What does he look like?
He looks like hell.
Yeah.
I don't even want to post. Guess what?
We're not even going to put this up. I don't even want to put
Bill Cosby
really? You
up
haven't
on
seen it?
No, let me see.
Oh, well, I'll pull it up for you. All right.
Look at Bill
Cosby.
I'm
sorry, guys. I've name dropped like at least two times today, but I did interview Bill Cosby right before everything broke.
I thought you were going to say that Bill Cosby drugged you. And
no, but you know how hindsight's 2020. I didn't think of it at the time. I was like, oh, what a sweet older man. Help. But now hindsight, I'm like, okay, yeah, he definitely had a pervy
side. Roxanne, could I give you a delicious Jell-O pudding pop? Would you like to lick my pudding pop? You like chocolate or vanilla pudding pop?
Have a sip of this.
Did he offer you a drink of anything?
Yeah, don't drink anything.
It was a daytime TV show with Jerome Ritchie.
Yeah, the mugshot is like totally creepy. Totally.
It's bad.
Totally creepy.
Screw you, Bill.
And I got some other creepy celebrity stories. I'll push these off till tomorrow because we're running a little late here. All right, we're done. Busy show. But a great, great Wednesday program. Folks, let everyone know that the MJ Morning Show is back. We're back on the air Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. here on Q105. So spread the word. Help us out here. Get the word out. And already the response has been absolutely enormous. Incredible. And we'll see you tomorrow. MJ Morning Show, Q105.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.